11.
The Dobin Basil is dead? Corin asked.
Not dead, Tahiri said, but it's badly damaged. I'm trying to coax something out of it, but it's sort of in shock right now. Of course, it could also be dying, but she kept that thought to herself. We're going faster, she said instead. Whatever's pulling at the other end of this tube is increasing its draw.
How fast? Corin asked.
His voice was maddeningly calm now. Did he think this was her fault?
Only about 60 clicks a minute, she said.
That's fast, when you don't have anything to damp inertia, which I'm guessing we don't right now. If we hit something at this speed,
like another predator.
I'm thinking more along the lines of a full stop, Corin said, punching at the data pad. This tunnel is going to split eventually, and again, little rivers flowing into the big one, streams into the rivers, sewers into the streams. Eventually, we're going to hit tubes too small to go through.
That was going to happen anyway, she pointed out. You must have had some plan for us to exit this thing in the first place.
That sort of assumed we were going to be under power, Corin said wryly.
We may have some power. I'm starting to feel something in the Dobin Basil.
It's coming back online?
It's a living thing. It can't go on and offline.
Fine, it's coming around?
Somewhat. I might be able to nudge it into responding, but it won't be able to keep it up for long. So I'll need to pick my moment, or moments. I think short bursts of power would be okay.
Corin frowned down at his chart. Originally there was a nexus up here where six smaller tubes branch off. It's probably coming up fast. If you can take the third from your left, do it.
Almost as he said it, they burst into a flattened sphere full of water. Something black with a lot of tentacles went whipping by them, furiously fighting the current. Tahiri bit her lip, trying to interpret the ship's failing senses through the murk.
One, two, three, it might be four, she muttered. There's not time for a better count.
She sent a gentle command to the Dobin Basil, which quivered and then reached out.
It didn't take much, just enough to divert them into the right stream.
I think I did it, she said.
Good, Corin said. Now, no!
Tahiri yelped. The rim of the tube loomed. A sudden shock nearly tore them from their crash couches, and an unholy shriek of impact filled the cabin. A series of lesser shocks followed as the ship rattled down the smaller tube, turning end over end. Tahiri's stomach churned, and her last meal made a good try at escaping its intended fate.
Sorry about that, she managed.
Can you get this tumble under control? Corin asked.
I could, she said, but I really like tumbling.
Didn't he think she was trying?
What's our next turn? She asked.
The next node. We take the second from the right.
The Dobin Basil was starting to come out of its funk, though Tahiri could tell it was very weak. They couldn't fight the current, but her control of their forward motion improved. They made the next turn without clipping anything, and the next. The tube had narrowed so much that they had only a few meters clearance.
This is almost it, Corin said. The next intersection used to be a cooling tower. We should be able to go up into the water jacket. We can park the ship there and go the rest of the way on foot.
Let's just hope they haven't replaced the cooling tower with, I don't know, a lock membrane, Tahiri said.
Don't tell me what that is, okay?
Corin said. A few moments later, the ship bobbed to the surface in a large open area. Tahiri made out a flat, sturdy-looking surface a tier above and gently coaxed the ship up to it.
Well done, Corin said.
Thank you.
Are we where you thought we were? Corin studied the chart.
Yep. From here, we can find access tunnels to the place we were supposed to meet this prophet. All we have to do now is find him, bring him back here, and do all that in reverse.
Tahiri sighed.
And find another ship. I don't think we can even make orbit in this one, much less a hyperspace jump.
Corin's jaw clamped, then he shrugged.
Well, we've stolen ships before. We can do it again.
But she could tell he was worried. The quipping was to set her at ease, because he still thought she was a kid.
Fight what's in front of you, she said. Let's go find out more about this prophet.
Can't say the Vong have improved much on this,
Corin remarked, as they wound their way through the dark caverns that had once been Coruscant's underworld. Now it was a mass of corroding metal, strange pale growths, and luminescent lichen. It looked as if it had been abandoned for centuries rather than months. Despite the setbacks Jason had engineered with the Duryam, the world brain, The Yuuzhan Vong shapers seemed to be making headway. Of course, it was never exactly homey down here, he added.
Yuuzhan Vong, Tahiri corrected. Did people live here back in the old days?
Lots, Corin said. The vast majority of people who lived on Coruscant weren't what you would exactly call comfortable.
Tahiri shivered. I can't imagine living like this, below ground, surrounded by metal, no sky, no stars.
Is that Tahiri or Rena talking?
There was something subtly testing in his voice. Neither one of them would have liked this, she said. Tahiri grew up in the desert and in the jungles of Yavin 4. Rena grew up in a world ship. Both were surrounded by life.
Rena didn't grow up anywhere, Corin said. Rena was created in a laboratory.
You think that makes a difference? She asked, stung. How do you know all your memories are real? If you found out your memories of Mirax were implanted, that there was no such person, would she be any less real to you?
Uh-uh, Corin said. Not buying the sophomoric philosophy. Part of you was once a real person. Part of you was created, like a computer program.
You think 3PO isn't real?
You know what I mean. I know what you mean, Tahiri said. She'd pretty much had enough of this because she didn't know whether to cry or hit him.
And I'll bet I've thought about it a lot more than you have. What I don't know is why you're pushing this here now. I thought we covered this before leaving Mon Calamari.
Corin stopped, regarded her in the light of their lamps. No, we didn't. Or rather, none of my worries were really resolved. You asked if I trusted you. It's not that I don't trust you, Tahiri. I don't know who you are. I don't know what might be sleeping in you, waiting to wake up when the right stimulus comes along. And I can't believe that you can be sure about that either.
That was a toque, a solid hit. No, of course I can't, she finally managed. But I'm not part Tahiri and part Rena. There aren't two voices in my head. Those two fought and joined, and I was born. They were sort of like my parents. Nothing about either one of them is perfect in me. Even if I inherited something nasty from Rena, it will be flawed. I'll be able to fight it.
Unless you don't want to. Unless it's something that would have appealed to both Tahiri and Rena.
She conceded that with a nod. You've already taken the risk, Corin. Why didn't we have this conversation days ago?
Because I wanted to see something of who you've become.
And who have I become?
You're bright and talented and far too confident. I'm not sure you're afraid of anything, and that's bad.
I'm afraid, she said.
Of what?
Fear, anger.
The dark side.
Anakin saw me as a dark Jedi with Yuuzhan Vong markings. He was strong in the Force.
She shook her head.
It's not some hidden Yuuzhan Vong part of me that should worry you, Corin. It's the Jedi part. Tahiri was trained as a Jedi from childhood. The person I've become was not.
His eyebrows beetled up. That's an interesting thing to say. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Most people haven't.
Okay, Corin said. We'll take this up later, when we aren't skulking.
Are we skulking now?
Yes, because we're almost at our destination. If there's anyone waiting for us, I'd rather they didn't interrupt an interesting conversation.
A few moments later, they passed an immense shaft of some sort. Faint daylight illuminated it, so she could guess that it was perhaps 2 kilometers in diameter. Looking up, she could see a faint circle of rose-colored light.
How deep is this shaft?
She wondered aloud.
About 3 clicks.
What in the galaxy was this?
A garbage pit, he said. They used to shoot dangerous garbage into orbit from here, with magnetic accelerators.
That's a lot of garbage, Tahiri said. This is where we're meeting him?
Yes, in about 15 minutes, if he's on time.
While they waited, Tahiri looked around a bit. A lot of Yuuzhan Vong life had crept into the pit.
What are those called?
Corin asked her. He was pointing at a plant with thick reed-like stalks that glowed a vivid blue color.
I've no idea, she admitted. I've never seen one before. There are a lot of things like that down here. Things from the homeworld that weren't needed or wanted on the world ships. Or maybe they're new, engineered to live on metal.
She touched the glowing cylinders. They were cool, and the fine hairs on the back of her hand stood up. 10 minutes later, they heard the faint echoes of footsteps. Tahiri put her hand on the grip of her lightsaber. It might be the Prophet, but it might be anything.
A faint green luminescence appeared, carried by a tall, well-formed warrior.
It's a trick, Tahiri whispered. She ignited her lightsaber. Corrin's blazed on an instant later.
The warrior stopped, now fully illuminated.
Jedi!
Look at him, Tahiri said. He's not malformed. He's not shamed. But the warrior had dropped to his knees.
Jedi, he said in basic. Welcome. But you are not correct. I am indeed shamed.
After the initial shock, Tahiri had begun to notice other details, like the fact that the warrior wore no armor and that some of his scars and tattoos were incomplete.
You speak basic, Corrin noticed. For your convenience, I am equipped with a teaser worm. Are you the prophet? Corrin asked. I am not. I arrived before him to make certain all is safe. My name is Kunra. And is it? Corrin asked. Safe? You are Jedi. I have no choice but to trust you. My fear was that our communications had somehow been intercepted and that I would find warriors here.
Tahiri switched to Yuuzhan Vong. Why were you shamed? She asked. The warrior's eyes widened.
One who was shaped!
Then his eyes switched back to Corrin, and he returned to basic.
The slayer of Shadao Shai! We expected Jedi, but not the most august of them.
Ah, there are still a few higher on the ladder than us, Corrin said. Luke Skywalker, for instance.
But he does not figure in our sacred tales.
Tahiri was in no mood to let the warrior become distracted. I asked you a question, she snapped. The warrior bowed his head.
I was a coward, he said.
A cowardly warrior? Tahiri thought. No wonder.
You seem to have some courage, Corrin said. You came down here not knowing if you would find us or an ambush.
I serve the truth now. It gives me courage, though I am still unworthy.
And yet the most worthy of my disciples,
a new voice said. Tahiri glanced up. A tall figure had just come into the chamber. His face was a mass of unhealed scars and festering sores, his right ear missing. The sacks below his eyes were distended, yellow and... No, something was wrong. She looked more closely. It's not real, she realized. He's wearing a mask.
You're Yuuzhan? Corrin asked. I am. It is my honor to meet the great Tahiri Vela and Corrin Horn.
Tahiri acknowledged that greeting with a curt nod. The prophet bowed.
This is truly a blessed day, he said.
Right, Corrin said. Though for a blessed day, we've had some fairly unblessed setbacks, including the fact that our ship was destroyed in coming here.
You were discovered?
The prophet asked, a bit sharply.
No, at least I don't think so.
Tahiri watched him carefully while Corrin described what had happened. The prophet nodded when he finished.
You are correct, blessed one. It is unlikely that you were discovered. I suspect your firing of the plasma weapon caused some sort of malfunction in the Maw Lure's reflexes. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of such malfunctions every day, and I doubt this one will be closely scrutinized. As to the other, once more we see that the universe favors our cause. The final member of our party claims to have a ship at her disposal.
Final member of the party?
Corrin made it sound like, you want me to kiss a Gundark?
Yes, a shaper who holds the secret to our redemption.
I thought you...
I am the prophet. I speak the truth and foretell what is to come. I am not myself the key to redemption. I merely see it.
Corrin glanced at Tahiri.
That's interesting, he said. But our mission, as I understood it, was to come here and get you and take you to Zonama Seacote. Now you want us to change the mission to include someone else. In my experience, changes in the mission can lead to unpleasant results.
I am sorry, the prophet said. But as you said, your mission has changed already. Now we must have a ship. As to the shaper, I could not speak of her on the Casa. She is placed very close to Shimra. It is how she discovered Zonama Seacote in the first place.
Corrin sighed.
Explain.
A commander named Ekambal went to Zonama Seacote,
Yuuzhan said.
He fought there and was defeated, but he returned with something of the planet which this shaper has studied. She discovered a certain inexplicable kinship between the biology of Seacoat and our own biotechnology. Again, interesting, but we are from another galaxy, Jedi Horn. We crossed the starless night for age upon age. Our legends go deep, and yet nowhere is such a thing hinted at least not in anything I ever heard. And yet here, in this time of darkness, two things are given us. To me, a vision of Zonama's Seacoat as a sign of our redemption. To the Shaper, the revelation that we have some prior relationship to this planet. A relationship that Shimra fears. I do not know what these things mean, but they can hardly be coincidence. But like me, this Shaper must see the world of salvation with her own eyes, to know the truth, to know exactly what it all means.
And how do you know she isn't betraying you? Corrin asked. You say she's part of Shimra's inner circle? I'm sure he would like to get his hands on you at least as much as on the two of us.
No doubt, but I believe her. Akamval was murdered upon his return from Zonama Seacoat, along with all his surviving warriors. Shimra fears even the rumor of this planet. The Shaper is already as good as dead merely for knowing what she knows. Shimra would never allow her to leave his compound, much less travel freely to the very planet he fears.
So you're saying we have to break her out of Shimra's compound?
Tahiri blurted, incredulous.
Yes, I'm afraid it's the only way.
Yashar, Tahiri said, why are you wearing a masker?
She felt Corrin's reaction in the Force, a sudden heightening of suspicion. But he didn't say anything, and she was watching the Prophet for his reaction. But the Prophet showed no surprise, nor should he have. Any Yuuzhan Vong would see the masker for what it was, an organism that presented a false face to the world.
You know our ways, he said. I wear this masker for my people. I have sworn not to remove it until our redemption has come. For you, I might take it off. But I have adhered it with Dur Kirit. The removal process is very lengthy.
So it was basically sutured to his face. That made sense, sort of. Several Yuuzhan Vong sects in the past had habitually worn maskers as a matter of daily ritual. They had, in fact, originally been developed for that rather than as a means of disguise. But here, in this context, Tahiri didn't like it. Corrin obviously didn't either.
No offense, Yuuzhan, he said, but Tahiri and I need a moment to discuss this alone.
Of course. They walked a comfortable distance.
How does this smell to you? Corrin asked.
I don't really like it, Tahiri said, but part of that might be a reflexive dislike of shamed ones.
You think that affects your read of the situation?
I hope not. I'm trying to fight it, but there's something about him I don't like, that's for sure.
Well, that makes two of us, but the question isn't whether we like him, or even whether we trust him. The question is he telling us the truth at this moment as he knows it?
Can't say for sure, Tahiri said, but this all seems pretty elaborate for a trap.
My thought exactly. It doesn't make any sense. If they were going to do something, why not here? No, this has the feel of a real plan, albeit a pretty shoddy one. In fact, it's sort of reassuring, he smiled. Are you still game?
Of course, I thought you would be the one to object.
We're in pretty deep already. You've shown me you can handle yourself, and Kent was right to send you along. I couldn't have made the call about the masker. Let's at least see what the plan is.
There are hidden ways into Shimra's palace, Yuuzhan told them. Some have been discovered, but there is one I am still certain of. I have been reluctant to use it, for once I do so, I cannot do so again. Once within, we must make our way to the Shaper compound.
If she has a ship, why can't she just fly it out? Tahiri asked.
I don't know. The Prophet replied, I know only that she requires defense of a substantial sort, or the escape will be impossible. That's not all there is to it, Corrin grunted. She wants it to look like a kidnapping, doesn't she? So she can have deniability later.
That seems possible, Yuuzhan agreed.
Do you have a diagram of this compound?
Yes.
How many warriors will we have to face?
My followers will help, of course, Yuuzhan said. They will create a nearby disturbance which should draw warriors to another part of the palace compound, and you have friends inside the Damutek, of course.
That's all well and good, Corrin said, but how many warriors will we have to face?
My guess is all I can give you, but I suspect no less than 10.
And as many as? If things go wrong, a few hundred. Ah, Corin said. Then your people, the ones creating the distraction, will likely be killed, yes. But they are willing to die. But I'm not willing to let them die, Corin said. Not for me. They die for their own redemption, Jedi Horn, not for you. It is only if our mission fails that they will have died in vain. Still, I... Hang on. Tahiri felt something in the Force then, a flash of insight from Corin. He was staring at the glowing plants they'd been discussing a moment ago. I think I have an idea, he said. Tahiri thought he sounded reluctant. It might buy us the edge we need and get fewer of your people hurt in the process.
The Jedi shall lead the way, the prophet said. Tell me your plan.
I wish you wouldn't keep saying things like that, Corin said. But here's what I'm thinking.